Hello there, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast called
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, in a very ironic story about a crematorium being on fire.
Oh, no.
First off, this is in Nitro, West Virginia, so that automatically sounds like a dangerous place. Like, I would never intentionally go to Nitro, West Virginia.
Sounds like a place Evel Knievel lives.
Yeah, bad things are going to happen there. There was a fire there.
Huh?
At a crematorium, which is kind of ironic. But then the name of the crematorium is Cook Crematorium. Cook Crematorium in Nitro, West Virginia, caught on fire. Here's what happened. When the body fat of a 500-pound corpse spilled into the concrete floor, it caught fire. It was a grease fire from a dude.
Oh, my God!
It was a grease fire from a dude in Nitro, West Virginia, Cook Crematorium, where the fire was.
Oh, Cook Fat Fire, Human Fat
my gosh.
Fire. Think about that, though.
I know.
Man, we're flammable.
I know. I know it's going to be a new toy for Christmas.
That guy is on fire.
Larry the Human Grease Fire. I mean, it's going to be a big toy, I think. Yeah. There are certain hints that women might say or do to lead you in the direction that you're supposed to go, fellas. We went through a few with Tony, see if he could figure it out.
I didn't get it.
Tony, I'm going to drop some hints that women do, and then I want you to tell me what they're hinting at wanting, because
if there's one thing I do, it's understand women.
Boy, let me tell you.
All right, let's
nobody picks up on hints from women like Tony does. Nobody.
All right, let's have them.
You notice her watching a lot of shows or movies about weddings or proposals.
Well, now that you mention it, I guess some women watch stuff like that.
She keeps talking about weddings or other people who got engaged. Are you picking up on anything yet, Tony?
I've heard ladies say things about things like that.
Maybe this will put you over the top. She's buying wedding magazines and leaves them out where you can see them. Are you picking up on anything yet?
That's just a place to sit drinks, ain't it? So that the cans don't leave circles on the furniture.
She forwards you emails from jewelry brands. A lot coming on yet, Tony?
I thought it was because I had a friend named Jared, and it was like because there was somebody else out there named Jared.
When you walk by a jewelry store, she stops to look at rings in the window.
I thought she was admiring how good the Windex cleaned the window glass.
All that may be true, Tony, but those are the top five hints given when a girl wants to be proposed to.
Is that what she's doing?
This morning we talked to local voice contestant Jake Hoot, and Tony had some great names for his new fan club. So we're talking to Jake Hoot. Jake is from here. He's made it onto The Voice. He's on Team Kelly. Tony's been do you have a fan club already?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, yeah. Are you ready to start this, Tony?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Tony's he's probably going to start your fan club, and he's been thinking of names. He wants you to approve one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'll just run through them. You can yes or no, whatever you want to do. First one, the Cup Jakes. I think would be a great fan club
cup,
name.
Cup Jakes?
Cup Jakes.
Okay, I got you. All right.
Hoots Tootin' Scooters, because, you know, Jake Hoot.
Right, yeah, he knows his name.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm just, hush. All right, Boot Scootin' Hoots.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, well, she did say Ronnie Dunn, right?
That's right.
Hey,
put a star by that one.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, well, okay. that's what I come back to.
The next one, Jake's Hooters.
So are we referring to?
I think that'd be a great tank top. If we make that into tank tops, made them orange, maybe very low cut.
Well, I will say the only person I think would have a problem with that is probably my girlfriend Becca.
Oh, okay, all right, but you respect her, and that's
right, absolutely. Okay. But if we get some kind of endorsement with Hooters,
right? For the wings, if it means money,
that's what I'm saying.
Story. Yeah.
Well, don't call yourself Hooters,
but honey, I'm getting a check.
Oh, I love Hooters,
baby.
Yeah,
the last
not
two.
That that's how she talks.
No. Okay, yeah, right. No. Yeah.
The last two I have for Jake's fan club: Hootin' Pooters.
I like that one.
Another, and you got bean options there. The last one I have is the Easy Jake Ovens.
And I love to cook. Fan club
names.
All right, there's plenty there. Well, Jake, man, we're rooting for you. A new film strip about the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Learn with us.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look back into the history of Oktoberfest, which, ironically, got its start right here. Long ago when it started, it wasn't about drinking beer. It was about killing butterflies. Citizens would spend the first couple of days in October collecting butterflies, then held an all-night party where people yanked off their wings and squished their guts out with their barefooted dance called the Butterfly Gut Dance. Oktoberfest revelers celebrated in the bug gore, then slowly became depressed. They looked at all the dead butterflies. Then, joy turned into guilt. They became sad and started using beer to cope with their pain. They agreed to stop killing butterflies and instead drink beer to make peace with all the killing they had done. Eventually, it became the celebration we know as Oktoberfest. Isn't it swell to raise a toast to know it all started with our bugs and our beer? From right here, it brings me cheer and a smile from ear to ear every year. How dear. This has been the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Dear.
Here's today's word of the day.
Making you smarter.
And now to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Manure dookie poolarchy. Manure dookie poolarchy is what people used to say before they started saying bull. Manure dookie poolarchy.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
In a key, kinda.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She had a body like a back road, and teeth as white as a new commode.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
You may have seen this yesterday. There was a video of a homeless opera singer belting out a song in a L.A. subway station. And it's changed her life. So she was just down homeless in the subway station. She's an opera singer, so she was doing it.
Yeah, just down on her luck, trying to get by.
Her name is Emily. She's originally from Russia. And she used to make money playing her violin on the street. Then some jerk tried to steal it and broke it, which was a big deal because it was worth 10 grand.
What?
It was also how she made a living, so her only choice was to start singing for money. And it turns out she's good at that, too.
Wow, she had to improvise.
A cop in Los Angeles happened to see her in the subway last week. Then the LAPD posted a video on their Twitter, and that's when it blew up. 880,000 views.
Goodness.
A reporter in Los Angeles tracked her down, and she was shocked when someone told her she'd been on TV.
You know, she didn't know.
Don't have a TV.
Yeah, right. She don't know.
Since then, she's found a place to stay. Someone gave her a new violin. She's booked at least one singing gig. Someone started a GoFundMe page that's raised a ton of money already. As of last night, it was around $45,000.
Wow. At the end of a storm comes a rainbow. Yeah. That's pretty.
Sometimes you just got to go viral, I guess.
She's bouncing back.
Pretty cool deal to everybody involved in this and Emily. You are
real good.
That wraps up today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you wouldn't mind sharing it and subscribing, that would be awesome. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.